And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and we will be connected in just a moment to Dr. Ron Klatz. He'll be here for the first segment for about 18, 19 minutes. And he is the founder and the genius behind the idea of anti-aging medicine. He actually founded the organization around, I think, 25 years ago now. Dr. Ron, are you there? Do we have Dr. Ron Klatz? I hope so. I can't hear anybody in the background there. So anyway, let me talk about the Academy. There's around 860,000 health professionals, 26,000. Ah, good. Okay. Dr. Ron Klatz, it's welcome to the program. Founder of AFORM, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Although it has the word American, it's actually the World Academy, because you have members in every country on Earth pretty well.
And, only 120, Bill.
Yeah, wow.
We're still looking. I want to recruit some penguins from Antarctica, and then I think we'll have the world covered.
Yeah, well, actually, all I need to do is get one or two members from the McMurdo Antarctica base. Because I took care of, actually, the McMurdo guys from America that worked down there at the International.
Hey, would you do me a favor and make a call and, you know, let them know that we're recruiting?
Yeah, exactly, because I'm sure that down there there's some interesting things. Well, actually, an interesting side effect, Dr. Bob Dennis is on the program over a period of a couple of years, and they discovered in the International Space Station in their stem cell research that polar Schumann resonance magnetic fields have amplified stem cells 400%. So there's something about the Schumann resonance of the poles that actually stimulates stem cells. So maybe we have some very long-lived penguins. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be very interesting to do longevity studies down there. It'd be really kind of easy to do. You take old breeder rats, you know, that are like rats live about 2.5-3 years, and just get old breeder rats that only have maybe about 6 months left to go, and just ship them down there and, you know, let them play around, give them a nice little, you know, habitat to live in, and see if they, in fact, live longer than their age-matched counterparts you know, back here.
I think I figured out a mechanism to talk to Dr. Bob Dennis and their research at NASA. And here's what I suspect is happening. It turns out, and you've seen my video presentation, my little preliminary rough draft of the lecture I'm going to do at A4M in Las Vegas this December.
Oh, yeah, it's very interesting.
Called The Song of DNA. Now, it turns out that the Schumann resonance field of the Earth stimulates the telomeres to lengthen. Telomeres are little like little antennas on the end of your DNA, the chromatids, and they actually transmit biophotons to regulate the ion channels that regulate mineral entry into cells. So it may be that the primary mechanism of Schumann resonance is actually to amplify the DNA harmonic resonance that actually sends out the biophotonic signal that regulates ion channels. And, of course, you know that if their telomeres are longer, you're going to be more healthy no matter what your health condition, whether you have heart failure or diabetes or renal failure or just premature aging. And it's my guess that the telomeres, if they're working good, you have little antennas, you have better working ion channels. But I want to hear a couple of things, because we had an interesting discussion on the phone about a month or so ago about the World Economic Forum, and I think it's important because we want to get you back for a full show. But you made some comments to me that really stuck in my craw about the World Economic Forum and how they actually were trying to push transhumanism and suppress anti-aging, whether they were going to work through state or federal agencies, international agencies, WHO. They didn't want life extension, did they?
Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, the World Economic Forum is a very large and diverse group. And I was quite shocked. Actually, I was scared to go.
Right.
Because I was invited to be part of this panel. They had about 50 different panels there. And they invited me to be part of this panel on gerontology. And I looked at the other people on this panel, and I mean, you know, it was a star chamber kind of event, and these guys were, these guys were the elite of the gerontology community, but many of them were rabid anti-aging people. They just hated the concept of anti-aging medicine. These are the guys who signed a petition in Scientific American about 10 years ago, stating that anti-aging medicine was quackery and that there was no such thing as anti-aging medicine and that man would never live longer than 45 years of age, I'm sorry, 85 years of age, that, I mean, you know, it was completely flat earth thinking.
Right.
And, you know, not to denigrate flat earth thinking, by the way, but to denigrate
exactly.
You know, to be a scientist and to say, and to call yourself a scientist, and to say that there can be no such thing as anti-aging and that life expectancy can never exceed 85 years of age, that's just pure crazy.
Well, as an expert, Dr. Ron, if you asked a panel of 100 different physicians, scientists, PhDs, the simple question, what is aging, you'd probably have 100 different answers.
Yes, you would. Yes, right. You would. And so it's really not, to be honest, it's really not crazy. It's politics.
Right.
And that's the bottom
line.
What's
the politics behind it, though? Because the politics behind it is not just business model. You know, in other words, we're going to make more money by doing joint replacements or bypasses or have Alzheimer units, which is a good factor in this. Remember now, the state medical boards are stacked with people from Big Pharma. The medical schools are stacked with people that want to play medical politics and stuff their pockets by doing unnecessary surgery.
Right. And their whole agenda is to push forward the establishment and the status quo and to suppress anything that's new or innovative and anything that might change the system. And after all, the greatest game changer of all is anti-aging medicine.
Right.
I have to give the management of the World Economic Forum credit because this panel was set up as a kangaroo court. What they wanted to do was the people who took charge of the panel were the rabid anti-aging people, the hardcore gerontology people who wanted to literally ban or outlaw anti-aging medicine. And what they wanted to do was they wanted to use this panel as a rubber stamp to say that anti-aging was unscientific, that it couldn't work, that people weren't going to, you know, that the life expectancy was written in stone, that the Hayflick constant that says that because of telomerase shortening, cells would only duplicate 50 times, and therefore, you know, there could be no such thing as anti-aging. You know, all this.
Yeah, but you know that's a misproven. The Hayflick concept is completely.
Oh, of course.
It's a free radical concept.
Totally bogus, been disproven. Yeah. But that doesn't stop them. You see, when you have a political agenda, you'll grab onto any piece of baloney.
Yeah. So I wouldn't call these people scientists. I will call them scientistic. How's that? They're like
scientistic.
High priests.
Okay.
Scientistic.
Well, anyway, what happened was they put together this each of the panels, of which gerontology was one, put together this report that was going to be published by the World Economic Forum.
Right.
And the report was a scathing denigration of the concept of anti-aging medicine. I mean, it was just so biased and unbalanced. It made me sick.
Right.
And I was literally the only one on this panel who was standing up for anti-aging. I mean, you know, I had 50 guys on the panel, and, you know, most of them didn't care. Most of them were like, you know, they were just there in body, not anything else.
Yeah, they were going to be like fillers, like Congress or the Senate.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But there were a good, you know, 10 people on the panel who were of this, with a political, this political agenda.
And I went to the chairman of
the World Economic Council, and I voiced my concern to him, and I told him that this I could not let this stand, and I was going to go public, and I was and this was not the purpose of the World Economic Forum. It was against any bound of reason or justice. And quite to my shock and amazement, he killed the report. So that year, the World Economic Forum put out reports from every panel, all 50 minus one, the gerontology panel.
Wow!
It got canned, and I got to give them incredible appreciation for doing the right thing.
Well, they did the right thing because they
were afraid they would be embarrassed or because they wanted to do the right thing. I really can't say. I think it was a little of both, but it doesn't matter. They saved this science and this industry, and this was back in 2008, and today anti-aging medicine is thriving. You have Google and Johnson & Johnson and IBM and SmithKline Glaxo and many of the major pharmaceutical companies throwing billions and billions and billions of dollars after this new technology, and the future is incredibly bright. This anti-aging medicine is certainly the next new great medical specialty, and the science is as strong as anything that's out there.
I'm going to make a wild prediction. Let's say 2030, where they have this agenda, 2030, they want to get rid of much of the population of Earth. I think instead of that, the alternative is this. People are able to buy what's called life insurance, but it's not for when you die. It's to keep you alive. And you go to our facility, because I talked to one of my friends about this. He's real excited about the idea of setting up crowdfunding. And you mentioned the idea of setting it up in Encinitas, a combination of three things: a hyperbaric facility under the water, 10 feet, which is like a hotel spa, a laboratory that includes everything from conventional advanced organic acids, genetic testing, etc., quantum testing like the metapathia and the bioplasm, and QRMA, advanced stem cell growing labs where they can draw your stem cells and multiply them over, say, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever, and bank them. And facilities where they can do it under radiological guidance, put in stem cells into particular tissues, give you an intravenous of our new version, say, Mountain Red Velvet, that's an epigenetic amplifier of biophotons, literally do protofection to fix defects in your cells or DNA. So you get cellular and mitochondrial protofection, so they can take out cells, upgrade your stem cells so that they can fix genetic defects and give them back to you.
It's really amazing. You're right on the money right there, Bill. I really believe that you are, because we have, for the first time in history, an understanding. You know, back in the 1960s, when cell biology just got started in looking at the causes of human aging, we had no clue what caused human aging. And it wasn't until 1980s that they really even had any theories of what was behind human aging, and it wasn't until 1991 that we created the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And you are absolutely right. Today, 25 years later, we're now on the cusp of understanding the major mechanisms, and more importantly, how to interrupt the aging process itself on this array of fronts that human aging is, because unfortunately human aging is not just one thing, it's many things, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 14, 15, 20 different things.
Yeah, but there are a couple of core processes. One of the things that I want to present in my lecture, which is kind of radical, is that there's some core processes. So a lot of the things that we thought were the core of aging, which are shortened telomeres alone, or bioaccumulative cellular damage, or delayed getting rid of old damaged mitochondria called decreased mitophagy, which is a sine qua non pattern. If you look at cellular electron microscopy of cells in diabetics, you'll see decreased mitophagy is one of the primary cellular markers on EM, electron microscopy. My theory is a little bit different. I think of the DNA as a song, and there's four different segments of the song. The first segment is how to make a placenta in a fetus. People don't realize you actually have DNA to how to make a placenta. It's a large part of your DNA. And then you have to have the DNA to take that baby and turn it into an adolescent that actually can be reproductive. And then you have to have a phase where that adolescent then becomes an adult, reproduces and creates a family, develops skill sets, talents, etc. And then finally you have a set of DNA that's actually coded in you to start silencing genes. And those epigenetic effects might be decreased mitophagy, insulin resistance and diabetes, might be a lot of other things. But the primary thing that drives it, believe it or not, I think is biophotons, which dance with your DNA. And the biophotons come out of your telomeres, they're little antennas, and they regulate ion channels. And it turns out the most important regulator of cellular aging goes right back to a biblical principle called the mineral content of soil or people, and the ion channels regulate the turning on and off genes. It turns out, for example, that when your hair turns gray, even if it turns prematurely gray, it's literally shutting off or silencing the ion channels to transport manganese into your cells to turn on the DNA to create the pigment that make your hair colored. And it's my guess that there may be other biomolecules, but the primary ones that I'm looking at least initially, are minerals and their ion channels. There may be biomolecules where the frequency of the biomolecule may actually be regulatory through this biophoton feedback system. And if you turn the song backwards, besides giving the right nutrients and hyperbaric oxygen and presenting the body with ways of activating stem cells, because there's a number of biomolecules are not present in adults, which we have in Mountain Red Velvet, and I'm working on a surgical version I call it the Toner for Life, where I've talked to two different agencies, one of which is Regenerex in North Carolina, and the other is a facility up in Wisconsin, where they're trying to print 3D organs, but they're using material that's FDA-approved, but it's useless. And what I'm proposing is a version, a surgical version, of Mountain Red Velvet that has 396 biomolecules and six growth hormone factors, including IGF-1. But the combination is literally the building blocks that are present when a fetus is there. So we have to literally return, in a sense, the tissues to fetal life for you to regenerate.
Yeah, sure. Build the scaffolding so that the body, so that the natural cells can populate it and can grow off of the natural cells rather than artificial materials.
Right. So in other words, if we can build a natural scaffolding, it can be an intravenous, there can be granules or sheets. But if we can grow a natural scaffolding, when we use biophoton, I call epigenetic biophoton therapy, I was able to figure out how to actually use the Metapathia machine from the Russian Space Agency in the Chinese version to actually extract the harmonic resonant frequencies. And I have my colleagues like Dr. Truat, who did his PhD in this, that you can actually find the resonant frequency in actual hertz. Like magnesium, I think, has a hertz, if I remember correctly the numbers. 33.57 hertz is the frequency of magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you know the hertz, and I've actually been able to use my oscilloscopes. What I did is I started work about 20 years ago, because it took that long to get this classified machine from Kesey Enterprises. I was able to use a microchip frequency analyzer in picovolts microamps to actually analyze the biophoton circuits in the body. So if you had someone with left knee was fine and the right knee was affected by rheumatoid arthritis, I actually was able to extract the harmonic resonant frequencies by using a frequency analyzer used in the microchip industry. Now I have something
fascinating.
Now what I've done is actually got the biophotons.
Before we break for your
3 minutes, yeah.
Commercial, that anyone who's interested in knowing more about the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine can go to our website, www.worldhealth.net, worldhealth.net.
Exactly.
And there's over 100,000 pages of free information there. It's an entire encyclopedia of anti-aging,
right,
and treatment of disease, the prevention of disease, anti-aging drugs, et cetera, including a physician finder if you're looking for an anti-aging physician. And this is all a free service of the Academy, which is a nonprofit organization. So we're a trusted source.
And what we're doing now, too, is all these doctors, and the evangelist I'm trying to do is put together a framework of a theory. And I want it to be attacked intellectually, not by ad hominem attacks by people who have a vested interest, but by people that are scientifically going to pull it apart and say, is there any validity to this theory that, like Bruce Lipton's, Biology of Beliefs, his 10th anniversary edition published last October 13th, 2015, the idea that biophotons are the primary regulator, and there actually is a time clock regulated by the pineal gland, and I've actually discovered that their primary nuclei in the base of the brain actually, paced by the pineal, send out what's called a phonon maser biophoton generator that actually determines organ structure and function. So if you take out somebody's liver or kidneys and put it in a heart bypass machine to transplant it to someone, even if they're genetically matched, the organ starts to deteriorate within 48 hours because there's no biophoton signals to help to still be a liver or kidney. And
that's interesting because I was involved in a company that was doing a transport of organs.
Right.
An organ transport device, and that was pretty much the limit. It's about 48 hours outside the body.
Right. Now, I figured out that if you can actually extract the harmonic resonant frequency to maintain its liver structure or function, then you can maintain it for extended periods of time, and if you have the right frequencies, you could grow someone biologically perfectly HLA-matched lungs or multi-organs. For example, you could start with a small, if you want to call it, limb, and put a little protector on that limb and actually generate the biophotons to grow the limb. So if you know what the frequencies are to stimulate that organ structure or function, you could.
Well, so, Bill, I'm going to have to run, but God bless. Thanks for having me on the show, and hope to be back again.
I want to get you back on and have a much longer discussion about all the different things that the many doctors with their ideas. I'm certain that when the doctors go to this conference in Las Vegas, they're going to run with lots of different presenters and it's going to expand dramatically.
Ellen from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And welcome back. And so besides doing my radio show and consulting with doctors and patients all over the world and doing really primary research and going to be presenting, you can actually go to a live stream or live stream channel, Vimeo and YouTube, and you can see the preliminary version of this video of this PowerPoint lecture that I'm going to be doing to all the doctors in the world at the Academy. And it's a primary meeting in the world for anti-aging medicine. So I'm hoping to stimulate intellectually the other doctors to start challenging this theory and researching it based on it. And I can give them specific lists of equipment they can actually use to reproduce the findings that I've done. In fact, I'm able to now not only extract the harmonic resonant frequencies for biophotons to regulate life, not just in humans, but any life form, plants, animals, etc., but I can actually create what's called a morphogenic field, but actually can turn on regeneration, ion channels, literally with Rife-type technology, microcurrent, light therapy, sound, what's called Mayes phonons, that are what's called a mazed or coherent phonons or sound of biological molecules vibrating in solution. And, of course, it fits also with the research of Dr. Masaemoto that's found that you actually can record harmonic resonance in water. And the reason is that water bonding molecules or hydrogen bonding picks up the biophoton resonant frequencies, and that's why that water is what's called a superconductor of biophotons, and that's why water is necessary for life forms. So with a carbon-based backbone and water, you can record information, you can transmit information, you can transmit it to the sugar molecule complex, the double helix called DNA. You can send off biophotons through the telomeres at the end of the chromatids. You can regulate the ion channels that regulate not only biomolecules, but primarily minerals. And in their superconductor or monoatomic form, they actually regulate the turning on and off of genes by regulating through frequency. Everything's frequency. So, we have expanded the number of companies that we use to provide hyperbaric oxygen. I don't just recommend Summit to See. We have, of course, our NutriMeds, which are the most advanced nutraceuticals in the world, and we are working always at developing and upgrading. We now have upgraded our Gamma A Plus, which not only works at stopping vascular disease, it actually regenerates hair follicles, even for balding and so on. And also, we have upgraded the prostate flow formula that is available this week. So if you place an order, you'll be getting the upgraded form, no extra charge. Then we have, of course, the right combinations. And if you request, and again, a free request, if you just do an email, say, hey, I have this and this problem, and you send me a request, I'll give you recommendations. And I start off with what I call level one. Now, level one means that if you start these, you're probably going to start making progress. It doesn't mean you're going to be cured. I don't like the word cured. I like putting things into remission or balance. If your condition is long-standing, you might require quite a bit more, level two or three, right up to the idea of using things called DNA regulatory biomolecules. And I spoke to Mark at one of my institutions that supplies these in Europe, including peptides developed by Dr. Cavinson at the Russian Academy of Sciences and other biomolecules. And these biomolecules amplify what's called the cellular signals that regulate DNA. So with right combinations, you may not even need a stem cell transplant because you have plenty of stem cells. You need to do what's called amplification of that capacity of your own stem cells to start regenerating organs. That's why we have things like Mountain Red Velvet, Microdose, MycoD2, which has ergothionine, the first receptor that's activated in stem cells. And now we have these biopeptides. So if you have renal failure or heart failure or dementia or specific organ dysfunction, we have peptides that actually are organ-specific. So usually there's a triple. And what you do is you take a little, small little capsule twice a day for a period of anywhere from 30 days to 60 days, and then we give a break and then we evaluate. Once you're stabilized, we go into maintenance of 10 days on and several months off. And we can monitor your progress with technologies such as Ametopathia. Now, I strongly recommend it. Because Ametopathia is expensive and it's primarily a clinic machine, but if you want me to help you, this actually provides what's called metatherapy. It actually works on your biophotons through your brain to actually readjust your DNA. The Ametopathia machine will actually show you the mathematical difference after doing a Ametopathia treatment. All you have to wear is hydrophones on your head, on your ears. It works through special, it's called resonant frequencies through the central nervous system to actually alter your DNA throughout your body and your detox and reorganize regenerative function, etc. It's amazing. So I can set up, if we have really good customers, I can set up even a payment plan on the Ametopathia. But, you know, if you want to get well, we have lots of technology. We have clinics around the world for stem cells, but you got to know the right ones. Otherwise, you're going to waste your money and get nowhere. And if you don't prepare the soil, detoxify it, stimulate it, prepare all the nutrients and minerals, etc., the seeds, the stem cell seeds, are not going to take. So we'll be back in a moment with your questions, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Foodforliberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, Foodforliberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, Foodforliberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind.
So you're welcome to call into the show on any topic of this hour, 800-313-9443. I want to talk about some of the opportunities that are happening. Really proud that I'm here at Republic Broadcasting. The board ops and John Stapmuller are excellent. We've managed to bring all the other shows, too, on their own network, and we're working hard to actually improve things even further, which not only allows them to have radio and RSS feeds to podcast, but also video. And that's any of the hosts, which is really good. It means that they're going to be able to put out all kinds of material that'll go on YouTube and all the other video channels as well. Now, the important thing is that we need you to not only log into Republic Broadcasting, but also check out all the other shows on the network. And I talked to John Moore for more this morning, and he couldn't come on for today, but I will get him back on. We'll try to get other hosts on. If you have recommendation for hosts that should come on the program here in Republic, do contact me and I'll say what topics they cover. I've had a few on. And we also want to hear your feedback as to whether or not we're providing you the kind of information you want to know in terms of health or geopolitical or spiritual. Now, we go down the rabbit trail. We present a pretty strong case for what we believe is true or most likely the best questions to ask regarding the situation. It doesn't mean that we know everything, But the better questions point us toward finding the right information, whether it's anti-aging medicine, the geopolitical or spiritual issues that run our world. Now, I had a discussion a couple of days ago. I was asked on Monday to go on Ground Zero Radio with Clyde Lewis. And I mentioned a number of things yesterday, and I want people to understand just how serious this is. Clyde Lewis, in a statement to me, when he cut me off before the end of the first hour of interview, he did a monologue for an hour. Obviously, he did some journalistic research, but he's not an expert in this area. He's just another pundit that has wants to get his name out there and do a presentation to pretend that somehow he understands infectious disease, toxicology, public health, or bioterrorism, etc., when he really doesn't. And he made a comment after I spent time in the first hour trying to discuss the three major reasons why I believe that the globalists and the powers that be, I call the PTB, are actually pushing for a global culling of the population, such as Agenda 2030, the Georgia Guidestones, the World Watch Institute, etc., all these different documents. Now, he actually stated, believe it or not, that his audience didn't need background. And I'm going to tell you, Mr. Clyde Lewis, you're a fool. You cannot make a statement like that. And one of the things that I warned everybody, and this includes people like Alex Jones, who was terrified to have Dr. Deagle on the show, which is why after I took apart his so-called scientist, Dr. Jones, who presented himself as a nuclear physicist and tried to present himself as saying that superthermite was the cause of the demolition of the World Trade Center, turning literally paramagnetic materials into an atomic vapor. Now, the fact is, if you know anything about nuclear physics, and I do, this is a lie, and there's no evidence whatsoever to indicate superthermite was the primary cause of the demolition of the World Trade Center, and more than a third of the mass of the building is an atomic vapor caused by the materials being paramagnetic, i.e. water, people. Anything that paramagnetic aluminum, including aluminized mirrors on cars within a radius of, say, a quarter or half mile of the World Trade Center towers, engine blocks, etc., step-down transformers for cell phone repeaters, air conditioning, plenum units, etc., people need to understand the metallurgy and the specifics of how a burst of X-rays and pulse of electromagnetic pulse can actually cause all these different effects. Over 40 anomalies have proved that the World Trade Center was a demolition under Marvin Bush. It was a war game, as I know there's specifically the men involved at U.S. Raider Command and Space Command that actually were putting the icons on the screen as a war game simulation that they tried to say was started by Saudi Arabia releasing the so-called 28 pages. Now, there's a lot of people to pretend they know things, and they want to spin and control the truth, and that includes Mr. Clyde Lewis and Coast to Coast Radio, which I criticize because they're just manipulators of the news. They'll put on some people that seem to present some pretty good stuff, and other people who just want to control it and pretend that their version of the truth is what's really going on. The most important thing is when you're an insider like me, what I have to say isn't disputable, it's just a fact. It's not open to people's damned opinion. And when I contacted and managed to finally get a contact with a Finnish munitions expert that was contracted to look at demolition of the building by the World Trade Center Tower in 1998 by Mr. Silverstein of the Jewish Mafia of southern Manhattan, you have to understand the Port Authority in New York, that you have to understand that this is not open to opinion. It's just a fact. Yeah, we have a caller. Good. And I hope he has a really good question or statement. Patricia in Florida, you wanted to suggest that Dr. Wynn Parker. Okay.
Yes.
Who's Dr. Wynn Parker and what does he do?
Oh, he's a genius like you. And he's in touch with all the world governments. He has inside information on all.
Speak a little louder because I can barely hear you.
Okay. Mainly, his thing is on water and the chloramine that's in the water that nobody even knows about.
Okay. Let me give you a little expansion on chloramine. They decided several years ago that the chlorine is bad, but chloramines attached to the amide groups of amino acids, they're 100,000 times more toxic to cells and the DNA, and they create what's called DNA adducts. Now, I'm an environmental expert. I was one of the charter members, the founding members of Greenpeace over 40-some years ago. And I got to tell you that my colleagues in medicine are completely ignorant on the idea that toxicology is a major factor in the degradation of people's health, including autism, cancer rates. When I went to medical school, only one person in roughly 12 got cancer back in 1973.
Now, you'll love Dr. Parker. He's on your line. He's on your level, believe me.
Right. Now, the real danger is, and I hope he belongs to our Academy of Environmental Medicine, because I teach in the Academy of Anti-Aging, Environmental and Advancement of Medicine. I'm board certified in family and internal medicine. I've done every kind of surgery except open heart and brain. I worked in the ICU and the burn units. And I can tell you, as a trauma doctor, and I first trained with the 82nd Airborne Division in Georgia when I did my first certification in the early 80s, what people need to understand, I have an extremely broad background, including a Tier 1 science working at U.S. Base Command Strategic Defense Star Wars with employees working on the most classified projects in human history. And what I have to say, because I have a photographic memory and my background in science, which is very broad, and as I use what I call Vulcan mind meld, if I don't have an area of expertise where I formally studied, I ask enough questions that I will literally Vulcan mind meld and absorb everything they know. Now, the real danger in this is that the public thinks, the various pundits out there like Clyde Lewis, who's trying to kind of push the idea that there's, quote, an agenda of this cloud out there of people, why would they want to cull the human population? Now, the fact is that things like chloramines are part of it. Fluoride.
Yes.
Fluoride is another one.
Right.
Fluoride is 10 million times more toxic than even chloramines. And fluoride not only calcifies the pineal gland, which is a primary pacemaker of aging in your body and creation of biophotons that literally make your organs.
Dr. Wynn is the whistleblower on this.
Right.
Dr.
Now,
Wynn Parker.
Yeah, I've had other experts, too, that are actually whistleblowers on fluoride, chloride. The problem is, I talked to one water authority here in Southern California and said, well, the reason why we use fluoride is primarily so the pipes won't clog up by calcification. I'm thinking, you guys are nuts. You're putting this into so-called potable water when it's an endocrine disruptor. And remember, all halides are basically xenoestrogens, which means they actually act like an attached to the estrogen receptor, so they feminize male fetuses, they lower sperm count, they turn on breast cancer, they cause DNA addicts. And this is not open to anybody's damned opinion. I tell people, I said, if you don't agree with me, do the damn tests. Do the scanning, do the high-pressure chromatography of someone's fat biopsy or red blood cell membranes. Do the thermal scan of someone's breast to see if they've got early cell changes, not on one or two cells, but hundreds of millions of cells in parallel caused by halides, chloramines, fluorides, etc. So it's not open to opinion. And a lot of people think they have a right to opine, and the Latin word opine means you have evidence in a court of law could have resulted in an indictment because it's based on logic and evidence. And they don't have that. Most people out there are what I call Google geniuses. They read something on the internet by somebody who pretends to be an expert like Clyde Lewis, who wants to be, quote, a five-minute expert on the idea of culling the human population. And he says, my people do not have to know background. Well, I'm going to tell you, Mr. Clyde Lewis, you're a freaking fool. And you want to make other people foolish like you because you want to make it like there's not a specific agenda or reason why evil is on this planet. And when he cut me off was when I brought in the issue of the exopolitics of evil on Earth, the Nephilim, which we talk about, and we'll be back on the discussion tomorrow with Leo Zagami. His wife had to have a surgical procedure, so we missed last visit, but he's on regularly every Thursday, first hour. And I'm going to tell you, if you get to the highest levels of the Masonic organizations on the planet, and believe me, I have a lot more knowledge than the average Mason. I've literally witnessed to and delivered 90th degree Masons. Now, you haven't even heard that there's a 90th degree Mason, have you? But Dr. Neagles knows so much, I know more than those 90th degree Masons. You say, how do you know that? Well, I'm not going to get into that, but I can tell you that all these high-level organizations on Earth believe, and that's why they worship the obelisk, the phallic symbol of the sun god Apollo. And that includes in front of the Vatican, the Washington Monument, the European community. Everywhere on Earth, you'll see these damned phallic symbols. And the reason was, and by the way, King Balaam of the Khazarians, who eventually became the Sabbatean Jews, who run the state of, it's a real hell right now. They're not ancient Hebrews. And you have to understand, they worship this because the parent of civilization, they believe, and this is what they believe, whether it's true or not, that the parent civilization of humanity was on Mars and it was wiped out by a galactic war 10,000 plus years ago. You have to understand that genetic engineering has been around for a very long time with much more advanced protocols than the CRISPR protocols that screw around with human DNA. And a conference last fall in Britain, they actually said that we can now, today, make a child with 34 potential parents using genetic engineering in the CRISPR protocol. Okay? So you need to know that what I'm saying, years ago people would say, well, Dr. Deagle's not, he's making this stuff up, he's just a sci-fi writer, he's confabulating this stuff. It's in the open media now. It's not open to anybody's opinion. They can Google it themselves and read it. Now, why are they in such a rabid state? And the reason for it is, if you are an advanced culture, and Stephen Hawking made a very clear point in this, and this is when I could tell that Mr. Clyde Lewis is having a mental breakdown. When I suggested to him the reason why the most malevolent forms of evil, not just lightly disturbed people or people with bad upbringing, is basically exoplanetary. Because the Nephilim, if you have, as Stephen Hawking, who's an atheist and the discoverer of black holes, said, if you have a predatory species coming from another part of the galaxy above light speed, because remember, our little spiral galaxy is 100,000 light years across, and the cosmos is trillions and trillions of quadrillions of light years across. So in order to transport, you have to actually be extra-dimensional. You have to actually transmit across dimensions. And if you think a culture that can travel above light speed at maybe millions of times the light speed of light, or literally infinite speeds beyond that, then you have to understand hacking the consciousness of the so-called lower-level beings on a distant world is child's play. Now, I want to explain this to you so you can understand just how extensive my knowledge is. Back in the early 70s, of course, I'm a bit of a self-trained person. I trained myself in most computer languages, including machine language, PL1, Pascal, nonlinear programming on supercomputers. I did it by myself. And when I got accepted at UCLA in the VA hospital to work on the World MS Tissue Repository for the brain tissue for multiple sclerosis, because I was going to work on the cause and reversing MS at UCLA in the VA hospital with Dr. Wallace Tortelot. The other four projects were the Super Soldier Project, and Dr. Tortelot was very well aware that we was working on my hobbies on converting visual and auditory input directly into digital analyses that could actually interface directly with computers. I did this on my own, okay, as a hobby. He was aware of everything, aware of my genetics, IQ, everything. And he said, well, we have these four projects, and of course he had in his office a mock-up of an F-14 fighter with a liquid-cooled magnetronic helmet that would convert thought waves directly to onboard commands so you can fly by thought and fire off ordinances. He had it actually built in his office. He had a custom CT scan implanter when CT scans were just barely starting that had a thing to implant platinum and palladium wires in any area of the cortex or deep nuclei of the brain, including the subthalamic nuclei and the amygdala. And they'd actually made a chip they called the Rambo chip. They could flip a switch and make you kill and turn the switch off and make you stop killing. Okay? This is not secondhand stuff. This is firsthand stuff Dr. Deagle knows. Okay? So I'm not like any other broadcaster in any other show with the technical specs and the firsthand knowledge of this stuff. And
this is why you must contact him.
Right. I want you to understand this. When people need to understand, we're in the precipice
of... He's on your level.
Right. You have to understand that when we have somebody like Hillary Clinton, and I pray and I have a discernment on a spiritual level in this too. And I said, who is Hillary Clinton? And I literally pray for her daily, believe it or not. Pray for her for salvation and for restoration, which may mean she has to have a medical issue that arises so she can't get the presidency, because she'll be hell on earth if she gets the presidency. But she is a sister, and we need to pray for her, because what her family did is, and these people were Rodhams, were witches and warlocks. And you have to understand that all the Masonic organizations that are satanic go right back to exoplanetary Satanism from the Draco Reptilians and the other species of demonic beings that have literally invaded our world. It's right in the Bible called the Nephilim. And they weren't just spiritual things like demons are in your head or bad ideas because you were bad upbringing. We're talking about real beings that can hack into human consciousness called demonic possession, which Jesus cast them out in the demoniacs and the Gadareans crossing the Sea of Galilee. You have to understand this is not imaginary. It's not. I wish it was, but it's not. And the real problem is Hillary Clinton was brought as a little girl to dark houses to witness sex magic ritual and human sacrifice and drink blood and eat flesh and be demonically possessed. The woman is possessed. You can even see her having seizures. You can go on YouTube and see it. And you say it's not just seizures from having a traumatic brain injury, which she did. She has double vision because she's had a brain injury. She's diabetic. She's hypothyroid, and she shows signs of Parkinson's disease. And those are just a few of the things wrong with her. But besides that, the demonic entity inside her is actually trying to use the last little bit of her body to literally subjugate and destroy America. If she gets into office, we now have the false prophet in the Vatican, Mr. Pope Francis, a demonic pope, the last pope according to prophecy of Malachi, the Irish monk, 9 centuries ago. And we have, and I'm going to say this repeatedly because I'm the only one on earth that's saying this, the only one. And I've said this now since 1999 when I traveled to 42 cities, and it's a real hell, Israel, at the southwest end of the Dead Sea in the Hyatt Regency Hotel with Stan Johnson, a Iowa soybean farmer, and Hayseed Stevens, who had drilled at the southwest end of the Dead Sea with Ariel Sharon and the oil company, and FICO, their engineer that discovered the Leviathan fields off of Cyprus, also the fields in Zohar, which is the ancient town off near the Dead Sea, where the only gas fields in Israel are discovered by this engineer. And I told him the geology of the place, in fact, at the conference in Dallas in 1999, and Hayseed says, how could you know that? I said, I was shown it supernaturally. Now, besides my natural gifts and my supernatural gifts that God's given me, is because I have to be a leader. And it's not funny, because you talk to people who are knuckleheads like Clyde Lewis and others like Alex Jones and Catherine Albrecht that think they know more, and God help us, they don't. They want to control and manipulate the news. They want to make you still stay in an infantile state of technological and spiritual knowledge so that you can become a victim. Okay? They work for the dark side. Be back in a moment. Stay there, Pat. Anyone who wants to call in, 800-313-9443.
I have another question.
Yeah. That's a good thing. Stay right there.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Have Pat with another question. If you have questions out there on any topic whatsoever, as I've said before, and I want to challenge people out there because they think maybe I'm just BSing, I can't really do this. You can ask me a question on any topic, in any area, any sphere of influence, geopolitical, financial, environmental, geotectonic, astrophysical, and I will provide you either a framework for an answer instantly or an answer on the spot. There's nothing that I will not provide an answer for immediately. And again, I got to tell you, this is a supernatural and natural gift God's given me to have the intellect capacity. And when I'm lost, which is most of the time, I pray and God will instantly give me an answer. Now, you have to understand, why is that there? My ancestor is Moses, and I got to tell you, I have his gifts. And he had to be a leader. He had to have these gifts to say, look, if we're not led by the wisdom of the Most High, because believe me, most of the time when I'm lost, I pray. We have to understand that we're in a time that is so desperately evil. This is not only the most important election for America, it's the most important election for humans on Earth. And right now, after this first day of, and first couple of days of the so-called Democratic, I call it the Demoncratic convention in Philadelphia, the city of love, or a city of hate, if you want to call it, because that's what this convention's all about, is hatred. We have a jump in the Rasmussen polls and so on for the Donald. And, I mean, even Barack Obama's brother, of course, would again, Hillary Clinton would just be another term of Obama. Even Malik Obama, who was his brother, even supporting him in his first elections, he says he's a Republican now. So you got to understand, this is really desperate how late the hour is. We have a debt that we can't support. I mean, if we stopped recharging people's EBT cards to get food stamps, we'd have a revolution inside this country within days. We don't understand that we're doing a war footing with Obama and NATO that literally is provoking Russia to getting ready for a nuclear war. We don't understand that they're ready to start reducing human population by releasing things like the OX513A gene and Oxitec, bought out by Intrexon, says their primary tagline is better living through better DNA. And when people want to dispute things like this with me on a scientific basis, it's called mixed mental martial arts with Dr. Bill. Have you ever watched martial arts on TV? Well, I do mixed mental martial arts, and I can compress their carotid mental arteries and make them go cognitively dysfunctional in a matter of seconds, because I'm going to ask them enough questions to prove to them they don't know how about thinking. And the real danger is that people think these pundits out there, whether it's regular media or alternative, know what they're talking about, and they're keeping people in what I call an infantile state. So they'll become victims. I'm not. I'm your older brother. I don't care what you think about me. I love you anyway, and I'm going to do the right thing to tell you the truth and try to provide solutions for you. There's no issue that I will not bring up I cannot provide you a godly solution for. So what's your question, Pat?
The second question about the Mountain Red Velvet?
Well, Mountain Red Velvet, firstly, when they prepare it, which they pasteurize, they do it in a temperature that doesn't anneal the proteins. There's 396 biomolecules, 6 growth hormones. It's the only one without the xylazine, which is the anesthetic used by other Mountain Red Velvet companies, even in New Zealand. The highest quality, highest concentration of the actual velvet that picked at the right time. It looks red because it's the fuzzy red velvet on the antler. It's not the antler itself. If you get a Mountain Red Velvet version that looks gray, it's because it's bone. Yeah, if you want to build bones, pretty good stuff. But if you want to regenerate tissues, you want our Mountain Red Velvet. And you can put it under your tongue, you'll absorb it. I'm working on a encapsulation that'll turn into my cells into terminal ileum. And I want to make an intravenous version so you can have it for burn units, trauma units, surgeons, granule sheets, and intravenous for multi-trauma. So for our MASH units, et cetera, and our vets. We'll be back in a minute. Stay there, Pat. If you have any more questions, call in 800-313-9443. As Sarah Borelli says, I want to see you be brave. Call in. Doesn't matter if you disagree, just have evidence and good questions.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.